All right.
Oh, he's crying already.
He's crying. Scott Haney, Channel 3, and I are getting into a box.
Gonna get into a fight.
Boxing match.
When? It's 2 weeks from today?
2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
We'll be getting out. We'll be getting out in an hour and a half.
Nice. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh,
it didn't seem like such a bad idea a year ago.
No, it really didn't. It really didn't, Chaz. Let me tell you something, but it's getting more. It's an aggressive thought in my mind.
Yeah, my stomach turns. Not at spending time with you. I enjoy that.
No, absolutely.
But just being stuck in a box.
For 24 hours.
For 24
listening
hours.
Listening,
yes.
Alice in Chains.
Or whatever song we decide.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever the song. Oh, you didn't pick the song yet. Okay, good. All right, very good. All right. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Well, let's try to make this experience as pleasant as possible. So we have Eddie from Brown Roofing on the phone, and we could tell him whatever we like in the box. But first, George from New Britain has an idea for the box. George?
Oh, okay. Hey, George.
Hey, good morning.
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 I got a an idea. I think it'd be kind of funny.
Okay.
All right.
You both are going to be drinking, right? I hear you're going to be drinking vodka.
We're broadcasting, so
that's more wishful thinking, I think, than anything.
I think it's more wishful thinking than anything else.
I want coffee, energy drinks, not vodka.
All right, but what was your thought?
Well, I think if you drank for a couple hours and then somebody gave you the game Twister, you both have to play the game Twister.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Naked Twister.
All right, George. Right. Goodbye.
Right.
All right, bye.
Right foot blue. Foot blue.
Funny
right
for
blue.
Him.
Oh, that's tough. That's some tough thinking there.
Well, let's get Eddie on from Brown Roofing. Hey, Eddie.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Hey, happy Halloween.
You too, and thank you for being a contributor to the toy drive and, you know, and helping us with this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's an honor. We're so pumped about it here. We got some, we're making some surprise adjustments to the box.
Wait.
Lap door?
Oh.
Wait, what surprises?
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of surprises?
Oh, it's a surprise. It's a surprise. I could give you a little hint. I remember maybe about a year ago when Scott started to mention that he wanted to be in the box, Scott had a special request. So
he did.
I did.
Something to do with Scott's special request. Just a little something to keep you guys warm while you're in that box.
Oh, was it a bar?
Is it the cast? Is it the cast from Magic Mike's?
I think it might have had something to do with a martini from the.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
2 o'clock in the morning, Chaz. We're going to be doing martinis when nobody's watching.
Why not?
Right.
You know, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a dark void anyway, yeah.
How big is the box? Can we make it bigger?
We could definitely. I think the box right now is at least 12 feet by 6 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, 12 by 6.
12 by 12, right. I think would be bad. What about, what's the size of like a 3-car garage? What's that, you know?
3-car garage.
It's
got to
be a
Lamborghini
box.
In there.
Small Cape Cod.
Yeah, small Cape Cod, exactly.
Small Cape. Wouldn't that be hysterical? You just build a house right in a parking lot?
AJ would lose his mind.
Yes, I would.
That would be awesome.
I was basically in a terrarium.
No, but seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You were.
Beds.
Eddie, I know you're very accommodating, but can we make the box bigger? I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
We can make it bigger?
We could do anything.
Can we
without
do
a doubt.
12 by 12? What do you think, Scott? 12 by 12?
I think that's good.
That sounds,
you know, because this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we have like a living room section with recliners, and then we have the broadcast front where we come up and, you know, talk on the mics or whatever.
Add a rug and a metal chair and a heater.
Well, you were not didn't have a good agent. That's your problem.
They put me in the air, 75 feet.
Yeah,
I had to. I had to do
I
things
did that
close.
I did it too.
Yeah, we got some Christmas lights. We're tricking it out.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Scott, what else would we like? Do we want exercise equipment in there?
How about icy cold?
I don't particularly care to exercise ever. No okay. less when I'm stuck in a box. For,
all right,
I don't want to
write
sweat.
That. No,
I don't want to stink.
Exercise equipment.
Yeah, you guys want cans of beans?
we don't want that either.
Yeah,
yeah. So they're like a but people will bring us food, right?
Yes.
Like a microwave? Could we get a microwave?
Sauerkraut.
Should we have a microwave? Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
A microwave.
You know what?
Nice little,
No. The heater machine. I had kept blowing the circuit out.
Hmm.
Maybe some espresso, a little espresso machine.
Espresso!
Yeah, like an that would be awesome.
Wire and stare at each other.
Oh, my God.
Microwave, espresso.
Martini. An espresso martini. There you go.
Espresso martini,
you know,
right.
Whole point,
oh,
he's supposed to suffer.
Oh, is that it? I thought it was.
That's the whole point.
But the bits
that's why I'm getting the money.
But, AJ, the bit's evolved.
Yeah,
yeah,
the bit has
I
evolved.
I noticed that.
It has evolved.
There was 1 year AJ asked for one thing. It was a comfy chair, and we didn't give it to him.
No,
it was
I had
too
a metal
big for
chair.
The box.
Metal and cold.
Metal and cold.
And then I put the heat up too high. It blew the circuit out.
Yeah. Listen, the donations came in for me and Scott to be in a box for 24 hours listening to the same song on repetition. That those things are still in place.
Okay, so how about Yoko 100%. Ono for the song?
What's that?
Oh no, walking on thin ice.
It's gonna be a good times. 24 hours. It's gonna be fun.
I by the way, that box that you made last year, Eddie, that was in, your people just did such a tremendous job.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
the you. Cedar shingle look. Isn't that, doesn't that say Christmas? The holidays?
Oh, that does, yes.
In New England, the cedar shaker roof?
Yep.
Let me take a call here. Oh, I just hung up on Eddie. Eddie, call back.
Oops.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, jeez. Goodbye, Eddie.
Chris, for you.
Chris in Simsbury.
Simsbury.
Hey, guys. Simsbury. Hey. I'm kind of pissed at you guys. You guys are shameful, man. AJ was in that box year after year suffering in
yeah,
his underwear for people donated, and you guys are a bunch of sissies, man. You can't even, you just want the easy way out. Pitiful, man. Wow. Pitiful.
Huh. I haven't been called a sissy since high school, but thank you.
That
well,
is
happy
true.
Happy Halloween, guys. I love the show.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
It's a tough crowd out there.
Yeah, sissy. Whoa. You're right. How long has it been since you heard
hey,
that?
Hey, you sissy.
You
I was
sissy.
Like, oh, my God. I'm actually shaking. It's bringing back horrible memories.
All right, hold on. Eddie's back. Hey, Eddie, sorry about that.
No problem. No problem at all.
You know what you missed? We were just called sissies.
I was on. I could hear it. I called back right away, and they clicked me over back right away. So
okay.
I didn't miss too much, but I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my. Jeez Louise.
Gordon and Bridgeport.
Okay, listen. If you thought sissies were good, how about this? You bunch of Marys. Why don't you do this?
Mary.
Why don't you set it up? Why don't you set it up so you throw a wiffle ball bat in there? Okay. Go to the song "We Don't Need Another Hero" by Tina Turner and use it like Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave.
Wow.
Oh, like a fight to the death?
Oh, like a yes. fight to the death. Oh,
just a wiffle bat.
I like
just a wiffle ball bat
too much to ever harm him in any way.
Yeah, we don't need
don't be a bunch of Marys.
And by the way,
do something like AJ. Do something like
all right,
AJ.
Goodbye, Gordon. Goodbye, Gordon.
Thank you.
Good bobo.
Yeah. This is a friendly.
Can I predict what's going to happen? We're going to pick a song. Scott's going to keep singing it over and over, and I'm going to go nuts.
And over.
And I'm going to run out in front of a truck on 95.
Exactly.
Out
All right, so anything else while we have Eddie on the phone? So microwave, espresso. These are things we'll have to get, but so we'll need some serious power.
Yeah.
Serious power.
Cell phone chargers.
Yes.
You can get some good generators, some quiet ones.
Cell phone chargers.
And what the exhaust need from the generator? Won't that go inside the box?
It's like, oh, we didn't think of that one.
Oops. Why they asleep?
Little heater.
Recliner.
You guys will be.
Yeah, chairs. Yes, heater. Heater.
We are working on it now.
Well, Drew's got a heater for you.
Sure
it's
you
nice.
Guys are...
Small refrigerator to keep leftovers going.
Oh, small fridge. Mini
refrigerator.
Mini fridge.
Oh, don't be a mirror.
Yeah. Just to keep, I don't want it. My Cosmos warm. I hate that.
Yeah. Eddie, thank you so much for all your help with this stuff, man.
Absolutely. It's our honor. We're blessed to be able to do it with you guys, and there's no better feeling, than helping out the kids and being part of such an amazing charity event. So thank you guys for letting us be a part of it.
All right, Eddie, we'll talk to you soon. We'll get you on the air next week. And Scott, can you hold on? We got a lot of calls coming. Okay. All right. 2 weeks from today, Scott and I will be in a box.
I can't, you keep saying that, and I can't wrap it around my head.
It's a piece of cake.
Like I was looking at my calendar yesterday, and like they had me scheduled for shoots and like doing the show. And I was like, guys, I'm in a box. They're like, I can't leave the box. Well, they're like, we're going to have to reschedule everything. And I was like, absolutely. Goodbye. I thought it might be better to be in the box.
There you go, see?
I'm looking at my weekend as well. And I had plans that Friday night to see a friend.
I'm going to be
sleeping from all weekend, just trying to catch up.
No, Jack's going to drive us to P-Town, and I'm going to sleep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting lots of ideas here. Do you want to hear them or not really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Karen in Orange.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Speak it to the mouthpiece, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Better. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes. So I have a great idea. I think the way you raise money is every time you get to a benchmark, you guys set the price or the limit, you lose an amenity. So say $100, every $100 raised, you lose an amenity. Come on, that's the way we, incentivize us to get money.
Yeah, like I had to raise money to get an amenity. You guys lose an amenity.
Right.
Yeah. Bad idea.
We'd actually be rooting against the donations.
Yeah, exactly. We would.
And folks,
totally.
The money will come in. Next thing you know, and your underwear's in a hard seat.
You know what's funny? We could put a dollar number on each item. In the thing, like we lose the recliner, we lose the microwave, we lose the espresso machine.
That'd be funny watching you and Scott try to prioritize what you want to hold on to the longest.
Yeah, the recliner has to be the last.
It's got
to
be the last.
I apologize. The call is from Orange. What's her name again?
Karen.
Karen.
Karen, listen, never call. Never call again.
Karen's great. I approve.
Called.
Well, thank you.
You start off with everything and end with nothing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you imagine the last couple of hours? We're just in there, like, no clothes, like, just underwears and socks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got some cars over there, though.
I mean, that's not going to happen, but, you could just get down to the bare, like, there's two microphones, and that's it.
I had to start off that way.
So interesting. So phenomenal.
Give you a different box out of cardboard at the end.
Exactly. What other ideas?
Joe and East Haven.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
About having a nice, calm pet skunk. Charging people outside the box. Money like $20 for 5 minutes trying to antagonize the skunk.
Yeah, trust me, after eating some of the food in that box, you skunks yourselves. There were a couple of moments in that box, I'm like, oh boy.
Joe, but based on your idea, why don't we just put like a hungry tiger in the box? And
right.
If we don't reach a certain amount of money, we don't feed the tiger.
Every $1,000 we release a feral mongoose.
A coked out monkey.
Thank you, Joe. These ideas.
They just keep coming. They just keep coming.
What do you hate? Spiders? Do you hate snakes?
I actually escort spiders out of my house. Like, if I see a spider in my house, I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're a spider. So I, like, lift them up and bring them out.
Right. Give them a hot meal first, and off he goes.
Yeah, I give them a hot meal, and then, you know, a little pizza, and then off they go. Like, whereas everybody's like, kill it! And I'm like, no. It was put here for a purpose. I don't know what the purpose is, but nonetheless,
to bite
you gotta
you.
Let it live. Snakes, I'm not crazy about, but I can deal with a snake.
Okay, good.
I'm not crazy about clowns. I got to be honest with you. So if you get a clown in there,
yeah, clown troop.
Clown troop.
Now, do you like like scary clowns, happy clowns, or any clown?
I don't. I think happy clowns turn into scary clowns. So,
you want Pennywise? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Opposed. Exactly. Not good. So keep the clowns away from the box.
All right, so we need clowns.
Exactly.
John in Simsbury.
Simsbury.
Hey now.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, John. That's why I said John.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got you.
I got a perfect song for you guys.
Okay.
Jackal Wheaton Rubber Band.
What is it?
Find it on YouTube.
What is it?
Jackal Queenston Rubber Band.
Never heard of it. Has
I
anyone
heard
of it
either?
No,
why?
I have.
Find it on YouTube. You got to hear at least up to minute 125.
Hmm.
Right. Okay, I'm not going to do that on the air. I don't trust you.
Well, but if you skip around, you can at least go to there.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I'll look that up. Have you ever heard of that song, Phil? Me neither.
I was on the other line. What was it? Jackal something?
Yeah.
Jackal something rubber band.
Jackal.
Rubber band.
Jackal what?
Queenston.
Queenston. That's a weird name.
Okay. Can I play this on the air? Is it?
No, we're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.